in place of the usual Bhagavatam class for the next few days, I'm going to speak on the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great devotees who appeared in his pastimes. Prabhupada said that even without considering that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if we simply study the behavior of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, we can understand how we ourselves can live as devotees, what is proper Vaishnava behavior. So it's very pleasing to hear about the Lord and his devotees. As it's said about hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, Shrinu Shubhadam Sukhadam Bhavasaram. In this miserable material world, hearing about the Lord brings auspiciousness and transcendental pleasure. And particularly hearing about the behavior of the great devotees, it's very instructive how we can practically apply the instructions of Shastra in our lives. I'll speak today on Ishvara Puri, who is known as the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the guru of everything, everyone. And being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how can he have a guru? But just as it is explained about Krishna when he went to learn from Sandipani Muni, it's described that Sandipani Muni taught him just like the ocean, the cloud, takes the water from the ocean and gives it back. So in the same way, Sandipani Muni taught the knowledge to Krishna, which actually he is the source of. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as Krishna, as Rama before him, they accepted gurus just to show that it is required for every person who wants to fulfill the purpose of human life to accept a guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu playing the part of taking the role of a devotee showed us how to be devotees in every way. So Ishvara Puri, this is a sannyas name. We don't know his name in his previous ashram, nor is it very important to do so. In those days, the convention was that sannyas was only awarded to people born in Brahmin families, so he was born in a Brahmin family. And Ishvara Puri, he was initiated by Madhavendra Puri, whose story I spoke about another day, so I won't speak about it. Towards the end of his appearance in this world, Madhavendra Puri exhibited the pastime of sickness. When a Vaishnava becomes sick, the proper way to express it is that he is exhibiting the pastime of sickness, because we don't think that he is a person conditioned by the three modes of material nature. So he exhibited the pastime of sickness to give disciples the opportunity to serve him, which Ishvara Puri did in an exemplary manner, even personally removing because he was bedridden, so he would, of course sannyasis don't use beds traditionally, but he wasn't able to move, so Ishvara Puri, he personally cleaned his body of stool and urine and served Madhavendra Puri in such a manner that Madhavendra Puri blessed him that you will attain love of Krishna. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, compares the benediction given to Ishvara Puri with the reciprocation that Madhavendra Puri did with another disciple by the name of Ramachandra Puri. Because shortly before Madhavendra Puri passed away, he was lamenting in transcendental ecstasy of separation from Krishna and reciting the famous verse "Ai dina dayadana," which is a verse of transcendental separation from Krishna. But Ramachandrapuri said, "Why are you lamenting? Now you're going to die. You should meditate on the impersonal Brahman." Said, "As a sannyasi, you should not lament." So he foolishly tried to instruct his spiritual master, and he didn't at all understand or appreciate Madhavendrapuri's transcendental mood. And Madhavendrapuri banished him. "Get out from my sight." Said, "I'm already suffering separation from Krishna. Now I have to hear you rascal telling me, now I'm going to pass away and listening to you rascal telling me about impersonal Brahman." So as a result of this, Ramachandrapuri became such an offender that he simply found fault with all the Vaishnavas. And he even found fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His special business was looking to see what is some fault. So we should follow the example of Ishwarapuri and not that of Ramachandrapuri. Ishwarapuri's birthplace is near the bank of the Ganga in Kumarahatta. There's a small temple there now. And in front of that, there's a big pond, or they're not very big, there's a pond called Chaitanya Doba. Doba means like that, a pond. That name is given because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to that place and took a little of the earth from there and wrapped it in his cloth. Out of respect for the birthplace of his guru, he considered that earth to be sacred. So following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example, so many people took a little earth that a whole big pit has come and there's a pond there. So Ishwarapuri first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas. And during this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young student in Navadvipa. And he was not consistently showing his ecstasy of bhakti, but he was considered by everyone to be a proud, young, scholarly boy, and very unpredictable, and often behaved in an erratic manner. However, he never disrespected the Vaishnavas, and he showed respect to respectable people. So one time Ishwarapuri, as a traveling sannyasi, happened to come to Navadvipa. And just passing on the road, he one day saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was stunned by his bodily beauty and effulgence. So when Nimai saw Ishwarapuri, he invited him to come to his home for lunch. And so he did that. Ishwarapuri came to his home for lunch. Shachimata cooked. After serving him very respectfully, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in discussion of Krishna consciousness with Ishwarapuri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much impressed by and attracted to Sri Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri was also very much pleased to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was a natural feeling of affection that awoke between them. That is natural because they are eternally related. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his eternal servant, appearing as his guru. While he was in Navadvipa, Ishvara Puri was staying in the house of Gopinatha Acharya. And he also met Advaita Acharya when he was in Navadvip. When Ishvara Puri came to the house of Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya was engaged in puja. And Advaita Acharya, seeing Ishvara Puri, he could understand by his luster that he must be a Vaishnava. So Advaita Acharya said that, asked him, "Who are you? I can see you're a sannyasi. It seems to me that..." He could see that he was a sannyasi, but he said, "I think you must be a Vaishnava sannyasi." So this pastime with Advaita Acharya actually happened before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, before he met Nimai. So Ishvara Puri, who was very humble, he replied to Advaita Acharya that, "I'm simply a low-class Shudra, but I've come to have darshan of your lotus feet." Present at that time was... It's the nature of a Vaishnav that even though he's most elevated, he considers himself very foreign. He doesn't advertise himself as a great devotee. Uttam hoya Vaishnav hoy nirabhiman. Chaitanya Charitamrita stated, even though he's the topmost, a Vaishnava is without false ego. So Mukunda Datta, who was present there, he was very expert. He could sing very beautifully different verses and songs in praise of Krishna. Mukunda Datta wanted to show that this is a Vaishnava. How this is a Vaishnava, how this great personality is a Vaishnava. So Mukunda Datta sang very sweetly about Krishna, at which Ishvara Puri fell to the ground in ecstasy, and the earth below him became wet with his tears. Present there were amazed, thinking that this caliber of Vaishnava we haven't had the association of previously. So Advaita Acharya picked up Ishvara Puri and very firmly embraced him. And everyone could guess that this was Madhavendra Puri's dearest disciple, whose name was known to everyone by his great, because of his great devotion. That it must be Ishvara Puri who's come. Everyone called out, "Hari, Hari." So this meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming back from his studies, from school one day, he passed by Ishvara Puri. And Ishvara Puri thought that, according to the science of physiognomy, he looks like a divine being, this boy.
So Ishvara Puri
looks very deep, very deep personality. So Ishvara Puri asked him, "Oh, best of the brahmanas, please tell me your name. Where do you live? What is that book you're holding in your hand?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very in very submissive mood, offered his obeisance to. And some of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples told Ishvara Puri that his name is Nimai Pandit. Ishvara Puri was very happy because he already heard the name of the famous Nimai. And immediately, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going home, actually he was coming home from school, he'd been teaching his students, and he was just going home for lunch. So he asked Ishvara Puri, "Please come with me now and take lunch," where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally washed Ishvara Puri's feet. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu served the prasadam that Sachi Mata had offered to the deity. He served it to Ishvara Puri. And afterwards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the remnants of Ishvara Puri's prasadam. And they discussed Krishna Katha together, and they became filled with the ecstasy of love of Krishna. So Ishvara Puri stayed in Navadvip for a few months at the house of Gopinatha Acharya. Daily Chaitanya or Nimai Pandit would come to have darshan of Ishvara Puri's lotus feet. He would bow down to him. And time to time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would invite Ishwara Puri to come for Madhyana Prasad, lunchtime Prasad, midday Prasad. So Gadadha Pandit was just quite a young boy at that time. And Ishwara Puri showed great affection to him. Ishwara Puri had composed a book called Sri Krishna Lilamrita. And Ishwara Puri was teaching this to Gadadha. One evening, when Nimai came to visit Ishwara Puri, Ishwara Puri said to him, he said that, "I have composed a book about Krishna's pastimes, but I'm not so expert in Sanskrit like you. I would be very gratified if you would please go through this, and I'd be very gratified if I would recite it, you can hear it, and you can correct my mistakes." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Whatever a devotee speaks is dictated by Sri Krishna himself. If anyone who sees any fault in a devotee's composition is simply a sinful rascal. Whatever a Vaishnava composes is very pleasing to Krishna, because Krishna accepts the attitude with which things are offered more than the technical preciseness. Murkho vadati Vishnaya, Vidvan vadati Vishnave, Upayas tu samam punyam bhavagrahi janadi." There's some shlok, something like that, but I'm not sure if I remember. But the import is that a foolish person says, or an uneducated person says, Vishnaya. Because you see, just like we say, Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayana, Om Madhavaya Namaha, Om Govindaya Namaha, Om Vishnave. So you would think it would be Vishnaya, but it's an unusual case. It's a special case. So, Pandit Vadati Vishnave. One who knows, he says Vishnave. He doesn't say Vishnaya. Vishnave.
You should know. You're putting tilak, no?
But both of them get the same result because Bhavagrahi Janadana. The Lord accepts the attitude of the offering more than the technical preciseness. So Ishwara Puri was very pleased to hear this, because he could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had understood the essence of Vaishnavism. In those days, people were very particular about following all the rules and regulations very strictly in all respects. And especially Navadvip was a center of learning, which meant so many Sanskrit pandits there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that more important than the learning is the attitude that goes with it. So after some time, Ishwara Puri left Navadvip and went on traveling elsewhere. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going on with his pastimes in Navadvip. It was almost time for him to begin his Sankirtan Leela. Up to that time, he had been Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had mostly been showing his pastimes of scholarship. So, just it happened that Jagannath Mishra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, passed away. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to offer pinda for his departed father and forefathers. It just happened that Ishwara Puri was also present there at that time. When we say just happened, that means by the arrangement of the Lord's internal potency. Ishwara Puri had not come to Gaya for offering pinda as most other people do. But as a sannyasi, he had no such duty to perform. But as it is a holy place, so generally the sannyasis visit holy places. Gaya is most famous for the Vishnupad, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, which are worshipped there. Places to visit also. There is a system. You have to go to so many different places, then you come to the main home. That's there everywhere. Nowadays people don't follow the system, but actually you're supposed to. It's like if you go to Tirupati, first of all you have to bathe in that Pushkarini and visit so many different places, then only you're supposed to go. When
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Vishnupad, the temple of the Vishnupad. He was taking darshan of Vishnupad, and the local priests were reciting the glories of that place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing that, fell on the ground in ecstasy. And just when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell unconscious, then Ishwara Puri happened to come to the temple. He was very happy to see the Nimai, who he had not stopped remembering since he had left Nadir. And Chandrasekhar Acharya, who was the ostensibly the uncle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, told Ishwara Puri what had happened. Then shortly afterwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came to external consciousness. And upon seeing Ishwara Puripad there, in great delight, he offered his respectful obeisances at his lotus feet. Ishwara Puri picked him up and embraced him, and both of them became drenched in each other's tears of ecstatic love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very feelingly addressed Ishwara Puri that my pilgrimage to Gaya has now become successful by having darshan of your lotus feet. People come to Gaya for offering pinda to deliver their forefathers. But your presence is even more, your presence in this tirtha is more auspicious than the auspiciousness of the tirtha. Because simply by seeing you, crores and crores of forefathers become liberated. All the tirthas personified, they desire the dust of your lotus feet. So I'm begging at your lotus feet to take me across the ocean of material existence, and make me to drink the nectar of Krishna's lotus feet. So Ishwara Puri replied that I can understand that you are directly the Supreme Lord. This morning I had a very wonderful dream that I was meeting you, and now that has actually come to pass. Since I first saw you in Navadvip, I've never stopped thinking of you. Seeing you gives me as much happiness as I get by seeing Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu humbly bowed his head and replied that it is my great fortune that you... Another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Ishwara Puri and requested mantra diksha. Said, I'm very much desirous of this. Ishwara Puri very happily replied that, what you speak of mantras, I'm prepared to give you my very life. And thereafter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwara Puri into Krishna mantra. Shortly afterwards, one day, Ishwara Puri came to the place where Mahaprabhu was lodging. It just happened to be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just finished preparing his lunch. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily fed Ishwara Puri with the lunch that he had cooked for himself. And Ishwara Puri, he said that being the opportunity to accept prasad from you is a tremendous fortune for me. And after very attentively and respectfully serving prasad to his Gurudev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smeared sandalwood paste on his body and placed a garland of flowers around his neck. So it was on his return. After initiation by Ishwara Puri, there was apparently a tremendous change in Nirmai Pandit. No longer was he a wrangling scholar, but he was fully intoxicated with the bliss of love of Krishna. On his return from Gaya to Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically made a point of going via the birthplace of Ishwara Puri. And coming to that place, he rolled on the ground in ecstasy. And the earth became wet with his tears. Taking a little dust from that, from there, he bound it in the corner of his upper cloth and said, "This earth is as dear to me as my very life." Mm. So Ishvara Puri departed not long after, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Ishvara Puri ke dhanya karelena Sri Chaitanya Jagat Guru Gaura Mahaprabhu. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the Guru of all the worlds, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made Ishvara Puri's glorious. So a disciple thinks that if I have any glory in my life, it's that is because of my Guru. But in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made Ishvara Puri. Actually, they're all eternally glorious, but it's considered like that. Ishvara Puri. Prabhupada comments that even though Madhavendra Puri had many great disciples, including Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya, who are directly the Supreme Lord, being Balaram and Mahavishnu, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Ishvara Puri, who was another disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So, in this, This demonstrates how much mercy Ishvara Puri got from Madhavendra Puri for doing that humble menial service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.